Email todaysor@rte.ie.
The interim Garda Commissioner Noreen O'Sullivan was given a standing ovation by delegates at the annual Garda Sergeants and Inspectors Conference in Killarney yesterday. Some commentators see the Deputy Commissioner as the leader in waiting and a likely successor to Martin Callanan. She took the opportunity to reassure members of the force and said that Garda Sergeants and Inspectors must have the courage to challenge how the organisation goes about its business as a police force.
I think it's very important that we have very effective working relationships and partnerships with a wide range of stakeholders, including GSOC and the Inspectorate. You know, sometimes when people criticise us, we shouldn't push back against that criticism. You know, sometimes criticisms give us opportunities to reflect on the practices that we've always done and look at the ways that we can do them differently. And I think this is a great opportunity to do that. I don't believe that dissent should be seen as disloyalty. I think it's very important that we build an environment of trust in Garda Síochána where people who want to raise issues or concerns with us can come forward with ease to do that. And I think we need to put in effective mechanisms to enable that to happen. We're working very, very closely, again, with the interim confidential recipient in terms of making sure that that can happen. You know, again, my view very firmly is that dissent is not disloyalty. In any organisation as large and complex as on Garda Síochána, there will be people who want to bring issues to our attention. You know, some of those issues, they may not always be right. Some of their concerns may not always be right, but they need to feel listened to, and we need to engage with them in a way that shows them that we're listening to them and explains to them if they're not fully right.
And that's the Interim Garda Commissioner Noreen O'Sullivan speaking there at the Garda Sergeant and Inspectors Conference in Killarney. Cormac O'Keefe is crime reporter with the Irish Examiner. Cormac, thanks for coming on the line. Is she just being populist?
Well, she genuinely comes across as quite personable, I think. Most people that would have met her would form that opinion. Now, it's early days, Sean. As you know, the proof will be in the pudding, I suppose, in the coming months and coming years, as maybe fresh crises emerge that will be on her watch, and we'll have to wait and see how she handles it. But from the get-go, she's been putting out all the right, signals, making all the right noises in terms of kind of like a spring cleaning of the force, effectively, that she wants to conduct. She wants to bring in like a new era where, as she summed it up there herself, that dissent is not automatically seen as disloyalty, which I suppose has been perhaps a default stance under, you know, some of the previous commissioners, perhaps, you know, where if you come out and complain about something within the force, that there is almost a circling of the wagons philosophy. So she's laying her cards out quite clearly from the start that this is her chairmanship. This is how she wants to proceed from here on in. So we'll have to wait and see. But it is coming across two delegates down here without a doubt. They seem to have very positive views of her. They find her very personable, as well as capable and confident.
Cormac, go back a little bit. Just who is Noreen O'Sullivan?
Well, Noreen, I suppose, would have come to some people's attention back in the 80s when she was involved in quite an innovative project within the Guards. There were the Mockies, which you may remember, and that was set up to try and combat the first heroin epidemic that was devastating Dublin at the time. So she gained a reputation there. And actually, subsequently, she went on to become Detective Superintendent of the Garda National Drugs Unit in LA.
The Mockies, they were a plainclothes undercover outfit.
Yeah, I mean, we do have a similar system now within the Garda National Drugs Unit. We test purchase unit. So they, for all intents and purposes, they pretend to be, you know, street users of drugs, and they basically purchase drugs off street dealers and people further up the ladder, and they gather intelligence as to dealing systems, and they target, actually buy the drugs, so that they capture the sale of the drugs. So that's what we would have done in this first unit of its type back in the 80s.
And she's picked up a lot of qualifications, police and business management ones as well along the way.
Yeah, she has. She's picked up qualifications in the FBI, and then she has a master's in business in the Murphy School of Business. So she has picked up a number of qualifications over the year. So she ticks, I suppose, a lot of boxes. She has a lot of educational qualifications on. She has served in a wide range of units. She subsequently went on to serve in crime and security, which is a major unit in the force, before she got the Deputy Commissioner of Operations, which is effectively the second most powerful position in the force. She has served in the regions. So she has quite a wide depth of experience there.
And also, we were talking about this yesterday to the Deputy General Secretary of the AGSI. She's had this survey that she's put out there. She wants members to tell her, to give her their views about what's good and what's not so good, and what are the things that the Gardaí maybe should be doing differently.
Yeah, I suppose she has shown some initiative here, very shortly taking up the position as interim commissioner. She has started on a tour of the country. Actually, today I think she's continuing her tour in stations in the Cork region. She's travelling around the country with her senior team. She's meeting Gardaí of all ranks, I suppose, to see them face to face and to hear for herself what their concerns are, what their worries are. And of course, they have a lot of worries about resources and staffing levels. And then a second part to that is they are conducting an online survey, an anonymous survey, and they've had 800 returns so far within the space of 5 days. That process will continue for another just under 2 weeks. And they will then analyse those findings, and obviously they will feed into what her priorities will be if and when she is appointed commissioner.
And what about the view among the rank and file Gardaí, as well as the management ranks? Is there a feeling that, look, you know, this is going to be an open competition to appoint the next commissioner, and maybe they'd prefer to have the insider they know than somebody coming in either from civil land or from police force in the UK or further afield?
Yeah, I suppose it's a test of the government's fate in the force if they decide to go externally. Now, there could well be very good external candidates there. I suppose it also comes in the context of what will be accepted as a controversial resignation of the previous commissioner, which was unprecedented almost. So are they now going to take the next step and not fill Martin Callanan's position from somebody within the force? Because obviously there's a lot of people there, senior ranks of the force, who are very experienced, such as Noreen O'Sullivan will be the obvious front runner there. A lot of guards I would have spoken to over recent weeks and months, and indeed guards down here, I think they would see it as a further blow to their morale if they decide to take somebody from outside the force. Now, it's not a black and white issue. If they did take somebody from outside the force, they could be very good. So we don't know what's the best road to take, but the sense definitely is that the guards at all ranks would prefer to have somebody of, like Noreen, as commissioner.
And is there a feeling as well, Cormac, that she's quite upfront with her views, and she's saying the kind of things in public, as we heard in that clip earlier and on previous occasions, that you might have expected somebody who was being cautious and calculating and political with a small p might have been expected to say for the interview board?
Yeah, I mean, as we've probably commented on, she is saying the right things, and she is also, she's in a very delicate, I suppose, situation at the moment, that she cannot obviously say anything remotely that could go against her when she does come to the interview panel, or she has to be, I suppose, wary of any potential banana skins that might be coming up in the coming weeks and months.
On that point, she could be asked by the interview panel, how come we never heard you saying these things before?
Yeah, well, I'm sure she probably will be, and she might be saying, well, listen, you were very close to the previous commissioner. You were the number two, effectively. And that's something she will have to argue. I mean, the force is a very hierarchical organisation. You know, the Garda commissioner is the boss, and people follow the Garda commissioner. So I don't know how she will handle that. She will probably argue her own strengths. She will point to what she has done since she has taken over the job as interim commissioner. She did describe Martin Callanan's disgusting comments as unfortunate, which I suppose was an interesting comment for her to make so soon in the role. So I say, from listening to her, and you've heard the clips there, she is quite articulate. So I'd say she'd be able to protect or defend herself quite well.
Time will tell. Cormac O'Keefe, yeah. Crime reporter with the Irish Examiner. Thank you very much indeed for joining us from the AGSI conference. Back with the news and some of your comments after this break.